Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Mem Gimel, and we are 8 lines from the top of daf Mem Beis Amid Beis, Hahu Apotropa Diyasmi. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael, Hanesunim Batzara Uvashim. Zok to Gemara, Hahu Apotropa Diyasmi. There was an apotropos that was overseeing the financial dealings of Yisoimim Ketanim. The Zovim Lahu Tura Liyasmi. This apotropos bought a ox for the Yisoimim, umasre lebakra, and he handed it over to a professional to watch the ox. Loihavale kachi v'shini lemechel. It turns out that unbeknownst to everyone involved, this ox did not have teeth, thus it couldn't eat, umis, and eventually it died. Rami Bar Chama said, "Heichi nedainu daini lahaydina. How are we supposed to figure out the Choshem Mishpat ramifications of this story?" In other words, there was an apotropos that bought an ox on behalf of Yisoimim that it turns out was not a good ox. It was missing teeth, ikachaser min ha ox, and as a result, it couldn't eat. It eventually died. So there was clearly a hefsid moment, and Rami Bar Chama was trying to determine how exactly we go about this from a perek hamafkid, from a chesha mishpat perspective. So he made the following cheshbon: namely, the apotropos il shlim. Should we tell the apotropos that you have an obligation to pay the assignment back, make them whole for this ox that you bought? In other words, you took their money, you bought an ox that wasn't a good ox, you now have to make them whole. Omar, he could say, Anola Bakra Masarte. Said, I'm not a professional ox dealer. I'm not a herdsman. This is not what I do. I took the ox. I gave it over to the Bakra. The Bakra had a responsibility to notify me and tell me that, you know, this ox that you purchased is not eating. It doesn't have teeth. And as a result, had I known that, I would have gone back to the Moicher, I would have gotten my money back because l'chura in l'cham mekach toyes k'doy l'mizu, and the assignment went to law. So I don't think I did anything wrong. I don't think I was negligent. I'm supposed to inspect the teeth. How am I supposed to know? I bought the ox. I gave it to the bakra. The bakra's responsibility as the one that's watching this ox should have notified me. So I don't see why I have any culpability as it relates to the assignment. So Rami Bar Chama continued. He said, namely, the bakra's all shlim. Should we tell the bakra, true, you have a responsibility to make the Yisoimim whole, because when you were given what essentially was their ox to watch, you should have chapped that this ox doesn't have teeth and was eventually going to die. As a result, you're a Pesheya, and you now have Chiyuvim from a Shoimer. Thus, you have to make the Yisoimim whole. Omar, he could say, Anobahadi Turi Oikim Ti. I took this ox that was given to me and I placed it together with all my other oxmen. Meaning, I put food in front of it and I had no idea that it wasn't eating. What? Every single time somebody gives me an ox, I have to look and give it a dental exam to make sure it does have teeth, doesn't have teeth. I don't think that's something I'm mechuyev to do. I did what Shoimrim do. And based on that, I don't think that's something I should have any obligation. But the Gemara says, one second, Mechti, at the end of the day, Bakra Shoim Mesachar Diyasmihu. This Bakra was the Shoim Mesachar of the assignment. Right? The Bakra was getting paid. He's watching an ox that was bought on behalf of the Yisoimim, thus it belongs to the Yisoimim. He's what we know as a Shoim Mesachar. He definitely should have inspected it, and if he should have inspected it, says the Gemara, I think he should be responsible. So what was Rami Bar Chama's suffix? He said, it's so easy. What's even the suspense? What's the Shaila? The Bakra is a Shoim Mesachar on behalf of the Yisoimim. He was Pesheya Lechura by him not making sure that this shur that he was watching was going to be able to live. As a result, he should certainly be responsible, says the Gemara. You're right. If the story over here was that the Yisoimim were losing, then there's no question in the world that the Bakra would have been responsible. He would have a chiyuv towards the Yisoimim. But in this case, the Yisoimim were not losing. How's it possible? Their ox just died, because the owner of the shor was found, and he came, he delivered to the owner, to the moicher, the shor that died, and got the money back. And because of that, the Yisraelim were able to invoke that halacha of Mekach Tois. They never lost anything. And because they never lost anything, so what do you want the Bakra to give them? The Bakra is making them whole. Making them whole for what? At the end of the day, everything reverted anyways. They got their money back. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Eloman Kotoin. So then what is the Taina? Meaning, if the assignment anyways got their money, so why are we even having this conversation? Says the Gemara, Mori de Tura Kotoin. It's the owner of the shark. This is very counterintuitive. The Moicher is coming now, and he's tining that Iboyele Loidon. You should have notified me that the shard that I sold you didn't have teeth and was eventually going to die. Meaning, after the Yisoyman got their money back, now the owner of the shard was very frustrated. He was very upset. He said, listen, I sold the shard. Turns out the shard didn't have any teeth. Good, Mekartois, I had no choice. I had to give the money back. But I'm left with a shard that has no teeth that died. I would have preferred knowing that my shard had no teeth before it died. What would he have done? I'm not sure. Give it dental implants? I'm not exactly sure how this plays out. Maybe he would have sold it for Basar, so that at the very least he could check in and get money that way. But the bottom line is he's tiny. Why do you notify me now? You come to me 2 weeks later and you tell me, Mekach Tois. You should have came to me right away. And it was for that reason that there was a little shail over here, because the Meicher actually had a shtickle koicha tiny from a Chayshav Mishpat standpoint. He said, Iboile lo yadon. But the Gemara says, what my dinale, made the yada. You wanted the Meicher, that is, that the Lekeach should tell the Meicher what the Meicher sold him? You're the Meicher. You were supposed to tell me what you're selling me. Right? This is pretty counterintuitive. So the Meicher's coming to the Lekeach and he's telling the Lekeach, why didn't you tell me that what I sold you? What do you mean? You're the Meicher. You're supposed to tell me. I'm not supposed to tell you. Meaning it should have been the other way, that he's been notifying him to Mekach Tois Lava. So the Gemara says, B'safsira. It's talking about with this person, this Meicher. He was a Meicher, but he was a flipper. He was like a middleman. He was a broker. The Zavim Mehacha, Umaz Ben Lahacha. You're not talking about a person that took his old favorite ox and he decided one day to sell. That person knows every cavity in the mouth of his ox. That's not what's going on here. What's going on here is where this person was about. He bought this shire in the morning and he's selling it in the evening. He never had it long enough to even know it. As a result, the Meicher had a shtikl kaychataina. He was tiny that the Lekeach should have notified him what it is he sold him. So usually in the world of Chayshav Mishpat, you have a Meicher and a Lekeach. The Lekeach has tiny to the Meicher. He says, how come you didn't tell me this is what you were selling? Here, the Meicher is coming to the Lekeach and he's telling the Lekeach, how come you didn't tell me that this is what I sold you? What do you mean? You're supposed to tell me what I sold. No, you understand I'm a safsira. You know I'm a middleman. I don't really know what it is I'm selling you. So if you buy something from me thinking it's one thing, you come home, you find out it's something else, come tell me right away. Don't wait until it dies. And that's why there was a tiny over here. Should he have notified him? Should he have not notified? And who was supposed to notify? Was the apotropist the one that was supposed to notify? Or maybe it was the bakri that was supposed to notify? So again, if the person that was losing out over here with the Yisoyman, then there's no question the bakri would have been a Shoyman Socher and the bakri would have had a chiv. At the end of the day, that would be a Mafkid 101. Bakra is getting paid. He's watching. You buy lay the unit. Yes, you have no choice but to make sure that this animal you're watching is going to live until the end of the day so that you'll be able to fulfill your chiv shmir. But that's not what was happening over here. The Yisoyman weren't losing. They weren't losing because of Mekach Tois. The Meicher now ran into Rami Bar Chama's Bezdin. He was the one that had the taina. He said they should have notified me before it died. I mean, I understand Mekach Tois, but why'd you wait so long? I feel like there's some recourse over here. And that's the Shaila. The Shaila is true, and if true, who was supposed to notify? Was it the apotropist that was supposed to notify? Or he could say, I know the bakri in the sarti, it was the bakri that was supposed to. So, what did Rami Bar Chama do? Meaning, he wasn't sure how to pass in this. Heichi nedainu dainu l'haidino. Say, Hilkach, he said, this is the halacha. Mishtabi iu deloi have yoda. The Meicher swears that he didn't know anything about this, meaning he has to make a shvua that when he sold this animal, he didn't chap, that it didn't have teeth. And the bakra is going to be responsible. This was his psak. And what's he going to pay? He's going to pay dmei basa bazoil. So he's not going to pay the full dollar amount, but rather he's going to pay the wholesale value for this basar, which is what the meicher lost. What's the meibas of azal? So it's usually 2/3. That's the way we chajmen it. Rashi says that there was no real methodology to this halacha of Rami Bar Chama meibas of azal, but rather hitl pshar b'neim. What he did was he was matl pshar. Tosef brings from Rabbeinu Tam a different pshat. Rabbeinu Tam said that this was more rooted in halacha. Ayin sham. Either way, zok the gemara nachamaisa. Who gavra? There was a person the afkid kashus gavra chavrei. So he gave his friend hops, which is one of the key ingredients when making beer. So this person had hops. and he gives his friend the Habs to watch as a Pekodin. Havalili did they nami carry the Kashusa. It turns out that this Shomer Pekodin had his own pile of Habs. So he has two piles of Habs. One belongs to somebody else that he's watching, and the other one belongs to him. Amalei Lasara said, he told us, Gabba, Mehai Rami, do me a favor, make me beer. Take Habs from that pile, Mehai Rami, and prepare it. Azal Rami Yedach, instead of taking it from the one that the person wanted him to take it from, he ended up taking it from the wrong one. Meaning, the person who told Sarse, Mehai Rami, wanted he should take it from his own hops, not from the Pekodin that he was watching, but he ended up taking it from the Pekodin. Rabbi Amram said, Heichin nedainu dainu lahaydina. This is not a straightforward hamafkit case. It's not so clear how he was supposed to go about this. Meaning, this Bala Pekodin ended up losing his hops. Why did he lose it? Because some guy just brewed a beer using it. How did it come about? Was he Pesheya? It came about through this story where he told his Gaba, go ahead and make me Mehai. He thought Hai was the one that belonged to the Bala Pekodin, and it turned out it was the wrong one. So who's really negligent? Is anyone negligent? So Rav Amram said as follows. Namele l'didei zil shalim. Should we tell the Shomer Pekodin, you're a Shomer, you had no business telling your Gaba to go take these hops and make a beer? Omar, you could say, I'm not Amri le Mehai Rami. I never told him to use the one from the Baal Pekodin. I wanted him to use, all I said was Mehai Rami. He was supposed to understand it. No, so namele l'sar zil shalim. Should we tell the Gaba, you're the one that's responsible. Omar, he could say, like, Omale Mehai Rami U Mehai Loiter Me. He was rather vague. He was ambiguous. He was very unclear. He didn't say take from this and not from. He said Mehai Rami. I don't know. Mehai Rami is very open-ended. It's gray language. And as a result, I don't know, I thought I was doing what he told me to do. So the Gemara says like this. In the event that one batch of hops was a little further away than the other batch, and this person who was waiting for his beer waited long enough where it was obvious that this person was going to the batch that was farther away, which was the batch that belonged to the Bala Pekodin. In that case, it would be Goli Adaiti de Nichale. Meaning, then, although he just said Mehai, but it's obvious that why is it taking so long? Right? I asked you to make me a cup of coffee. Why is it taking an hour and a half? Oh, obviously because you're going to take the coffee from the coffin that I have stored in a faraway place, which belongs to somebody else. So at that point, if he allowed this to play out, that would be a nichus on his part, and that would make him responsible. But the Gemara says, you have to say, but Leisha, that was not the case. The case was where it didn't take so long. That wasn't the Metzias, says the Gemara. It's for that reason Rav Amram wasn't sure, Heichin nedainu dainu lahaydina, who's responsible, says the Gemara. I don't understand the Shiloh. It's a moot point, meaning it's an interesting shiloh, but l'chur it's a moot point. Why? Because soif, at the end of the day, ma pseida ikra. How really is there any pseida? V'hokam eshtar shile. So what's hokam eshtar shile mean? So we know that in the world above a kama, if somebody is mazik somebody, so the halacha is you have to pay d'mei hezek, mashalim masha hezek. There's also an idea of you mashalim masha nenes. So, for example, Shem B'Shus HaRabim, we know, is Potter, but at the same time, you have to be Mishal HaMash HaNenes. It's what's known as Mishtar Shile. It's a sugi in Perek Ketzer HaRegel. But the point is that there's an idea that if somebody has Hanah from somebody else, you have to pay the Dmei Hanah that you had. So, Freit the Gemara, why are we even having this conversation? At the end of the day, this person sat down, he had a cold beer, right, on a hot afternoon, and L'maisi, he had Hanah from this Bala Pekodin's hops. Okay, so if he had Hanah from the Bala Pekodin's hops, he anyways owes him money. What does he owe money for? For the Mishtar Shile. So soif, says the Gemara, why are we having this conversation? You want to know if in Hilchis Shomer he's considered a Pesheya when he said Mehai Rami, he said Mehai Rami, he didn't say Mehai Loitarmi. I hear we can debate it. Heichin the Dino Dino Lahaydina. But at the end of the day, there's a Mishtar Shiri component. So at the end of the day, there's a Mishtar Shiri. See, anyways, also the money. So if anyways, also the money, so there's no Pseida, so this is sort of a moot point. I'm Rav Sama Brei the Rava. So Rav Sama Brei the Rava said the Havishikhar Khal. It's talking about where this beer went bad. He wasn't Mishtar. Actually, the whole thing backfired. He had no hanah from it, fakert. And as a result, being that it ended up spoiling and it wasn't good, so he wasn't Mishtar Shile. What he was on some level negligent, and that was the shayla. Is considered a paiche, is not considered a paiche. Rav Ashi said a similar teretz, Bikisi. It's talking about where the two hops were not of the same grade, meaning the one that belonged to the Bala Pekodin, Rashi says, was Kishus Gerua. They were Shvacha hops, the Koitzen Muravimba, and there were thorns that were inside of it, and as a result, this beer, again, it didn't play itself out so good. In fact, Rav Ashi added, Umashalim Leid Dmei Kisi. He would owe him something, meaning in Rav Ashi's Akimta, he did have some ana from it. It just wasn't on the same level of what it would have been. But being that he did have some ana, so a little bit something he's going to have to give him. But he's not going to give him the full dollar amount. And being that he's not giving the full dollar amount, so there is a pseida. Being that there's a pseida, that's why Rav Amram had this shayla. Zok de Mishnah Baita. Mafkid Moisei Sol Shulchani. If somebody gives a Shulchani, so Shulchani was a professional money changer. This was a real trade, a real fach back in the day. And someone goes over to a shulchani, his chaver, and he says, will you do me a favor? Will you please watch my money for me? Im tzrurin, if the money was tied up, lo yishtamash ben, then the shulchani is not allowed to use the money. Lefichach, it's for that reason, im avdu, if the money got lost, eni chay bachar yusan, he is not responsible for the money that was lost. Mutarin, if the money that was given to the shulchani was untied, yishtamash ben, then if the shulchani wants to use it, he can. Lefichach, it's for that reason, avdu, if they were lost, chayiv bachar yusan, he's going to be chayiv bachrais. Let's just come up for breath for 1 second. The Gemara is very much going to discuss this Mishnah, but pashup shat, what the Mishnah is saying is, that if somebody gives a shulchani a pekadin, the pekadin is money. If it's tsrurin, he's not allowed to touch it, which means he has no benefit from it. If he has no benefit from it, then in the world of shomrim, he's a shomer chinah. Lefichach im avdu ein chayev bachri yusan. If it gets lost, he's not chayev. Why not? Because the shemichinim is potter from geneva and aveda. So this is your classic aveda. Shemichin is potter from aveda. If it's mutar, if it was untied, then the halach is yishtamish bahen. And being that it's yishtamish bahen, comes that he is having anah. He's having anah im avdu chayev bachri yusan. Because now already kepshuto is the shemisach. We'll see. It's a machloek samiram. Had to understand the mishnah, but simple Mishnayis Galant, he's a Shai Mesachar, and if he's a Shai Mesachar, the halach is that if it gets lost, he's going to be Chai Bachrayas. It's a Balabayas. What would be if somebody gave money not to a Shulchri, but he gave it to a Balabayas? Then Bain Tzru and Bain Mutar, it doesn't matter if it was tied, if it was untied, lo yishtamish ben, you're not allowed to use it. Lefichach, it's for that reason, if it gets lost, you're not going to be Chai Bachrayas. Meman of Shach, you can't use it. Meman of Shach, you're a Shai Merchinam. Therefore, Meman of Shach, you're going to be potter from Aveda. Chenvini Kabalabais. If somebody gives money to a Chenvini, so a Chenvini is not a money changer, but he deals with money. He has a cash register, right? He's a Chenvini, he owns a store. So is he like giving money to a Shulchani or is it not? Says the Mishnah, Chenvini is like a balabayas, meaning you can't use the money. Divrei Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda says Chenvini k'shulchani is treated like a shulchani. You can sometimes use the money. Says the Gemara. So the Mishnah said, if somebody gives money to a shulchani, if the money was tsrurin, lo yishtamash bahem. If it was mutarin, yishtamash bahem. Says the Gemara, mishum did tsrurin, lo yishtamash bahem. What? Because it's tied up, you can't use the money? So what's the Gemara mean to say? So Rashi says like this. Once you tell me in the Mishnah, a chiddush, that if somebody gives money to a shulchani that's untied, you're allowed to use the money, zoysay meres, there's an umdana that although the shulchani is a shomer pekadin, and a shomer pekadin really is not supposed to use the pekadin, stating that if someone gives a shulchani who's in the geschäft of using money, untied money, that's a ganum dinner that he's allowing him to use it. Well, if that's the case, it should be true if it's tzrurin as well. How does tzrurin change that? So Pashtun would say, what do you mean? It's tied up. It looks like he doesn't want... Money's always tied up. It's always in an envelope, in a suitcase, right? It's always going to be in something. What people don't usually just walk around with money that's mutarin. It's normal for money to be tzurin. So avifel, you're telling me that if somebody gives money to a shulchani, there's an umdina that allows the shulchani to use the money, it doesn't make sense that because it's tzurin, that should somehow be a hafka of what that umdina is. Meaning, umag gilui das, says Rashi, yeshkan, she'enei chofet she'yishtamish ben. Where do you see in tzrurin a gilui das that he doesn't want him to use it? Tzrurin's a normal way to have money. The money's tied up. It just makes a lot of sense. So the Gemara says, I'm Rav Yehuda, said the name Rav Asi, Rav Yehuda b'tzrurin v'chasumin shana. It wasn't just tzrurin, it was tzrurin, it was chasumin, it was sealed, meaning it was more than just tzrurin. Rav Mari said, b'kesha mishun. It's talking about where it was tied up and it had a funny kesha. The kesha mishun, it made it look like that this is something he really wants stored away. He doesn't want anyone to touch it. Igadami, some say, boy, Rav Mari had a shnai, b'kesha mishun. What's the look about b'kesha mishun? Teiko. Now we don't know. Mutarin, yishtamish behen, v'chul. So again, the Mishnah said, if someone's mafkin, moi, say, salt, shulchani, if it's tzrurin, don't touch it. Therefore, he's a shem mechinam, he's part of Ram Aveda. If it's mutarin, he's allowed to touch it. Lefichach im avdu, chayev ha'achri yusam. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna said, va'afilu nensu. When the Mishnah says that if it's mutarin, And then it was Avdu. The halacha is that the Shulchan is going to be chayev. He's not only chayev for Aveda, he's chayev even if an oinus happens. What does that mean? We treat him not like a shayim sachar. We treat him like a shayel. A shayel is chayev even in oinus. Faith to Gemara. First things first. Had even read the Mishnah. The Avdu Tani. It's not what it says. It says, L'fichachem Avdu chayev achrus. The Gemara says, Kidir Rabba. Avdu over here means what Rabba said, it means somewhere else. Not what Rabba. Rabba said, Nignavu, regarding a different Mishnah, when it says Nignavu, it means it wasn't Nignavu. But to the contrary, Belista Mezuyin, where it was an oinus, and Abdu was Shatavis Vinasabayam, where the ship sunk at sea, where there was actually an oinus. In other words, says Rav Huna, that when the Mishnah says Mutarim, the halach is that you're going to be Chayev Bachrayis im Avdu, it means even if the Avdu was an oinus, meaning we treat you like a shoyl. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman said, Nensulai. No, if an oinus happened, you're going to be potter, you're going to be chayev, what the Mishnah says if it was avdu. But if there's an oinus, then you're going to be potter. Now, there's a very important Rashi. Rashi says that this machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman is only until the Shulchani uses the money. Once the Shulchani uses the money, at that point, there's no question in the world that the Shulchani has a din of a shayel. Using the money. Why is a shayel chayev anointsin? Kalan ashalai. This Shulchani is kalan ashalai. And once you use the money, now you're behaving like a shoyl. There's no question you're going to be chayv anointed. What then is the machloik is Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, whether we treat him like a shoyl, we treat him like a shoyl mesacher. If you didn't use the money yet, according to Rav Huna, even if you didn't use the money yet, you're allowed to use the money. And being that you're allowed to use the money, so I'm like a shoyl. That's allowed to use the thing that I borrowed. If someone borrows something and he never uses it, he's still chayv anointed because he could use it. So this person, being that he could use it, he's going to be chayv. Rav Nachman says no. Rav Nachman says that until you use it, we treat you like a shoyl mesacher. And that's why the Mishnah said, "Lefichachem avdu chayev achri yusan." But to be chayev in oinsen, not because we're not going to treat you like a shoyl. So again, once you use it, avada you're a shoyl. The shoyl over here is you didn't use it yet. According to Rav Huna, we treat you immediately like a shoyl, which is very, very intuitive. According to Rav Nachman, until you use it, you treat it like a shoyl mesacher. Once you mishtamish mifit, at that point, you're going to be treated like a shoyl. Zok demar amalei rava the Rav Nachman, rava to Rav Nachman, lid dachtam nentzuloi. According to you, that nentzu. Your potter from Almulay have a shayl alay. You see from here that until you use it, we don't treat you like a shayl. So the Gemara's cash is, meaning, what's this Rav Nachman? We just spoke at. Rav Nachman says that once you use it, you're a shayl. It's just until you use it, you're only a shayl mesachem. What's this up until and before? If we treat you now already like a shayl mesachem, because of the fact that you have the ability to use it, then we should treat you now like a shayel because of the fact that you have an ability to use it. And if we're telling, for whatever reason, that no, until you use it, you're going to be treated like a shemichinam, because I don't know, you're not getting paid, then you should be a shemichinam. What's this in-between stage? That once you use it, you're a shayel, and until you use it, we treat you like a shayel mesacha. Amaleisi, he told him back, until you use it, Amoida, the hoyel, Vinene Mahana. Says a shayla what the girsa here is. But the way Rashi has the girsa is until the person uses it, being that he's having hana, what's the hana? So the Gemara is going to explain in the next line. We'll just speak it up al peh. The hana is that he's going to be able to use it. So Mahana, Rashi says Labailan. What does it mean, Mahana Labailan? Im Avdu Chayev Achriyusan, there's some hana that the Bailan will get on the back end if something happens to it. And the Gemara explains, Bahu hana, the imesrami leizvina. Meaning, even though right now he didn't use it yet, so based on that, we're for sure not going to treat him like a shoyl. But being that he has the option to use it, so the fact that he has the option to use it, meaning if something comes up, a geshäft that he wants to buy, all of a sudden he has this money, so that hana that he has, knowing that if something's going to happen, he'll be able to get, that makes him into a shoyl mesacher. So again, to be clear, according to Rav Nachman, once you start using it, you're a shoyl. Until you start using it, we're not going to treat you like a shayel. Stating that, you have hana, knowing that you may be able to use it if an opportunity comes your way, that hana that you may be able to have is enough to make you like a shayel mesacher. Right, this is a little bit reminiscent to Rabbi Yosef's Shomer Aveda. Rabbi Yosef holds that a Shomer Aveda is a shayel mesacher, but he hana that you can be mesanya prut to the Rabbi Yosef. there's an idea that even though right now I didn't have that enough, but knowing that there's a possibility that I may benefit from it, that in and of itself makes me a shayl misach, and that's the way we look at it. So according to Rav Huna, the fact that I could use it, I'm a shayl today. According to Rav Nachman, you can't treat me like a shayl today, but being that there is, in my mind, the ability that maybe I'll be able to use it in the future, that I know that I have something that could benefit me, Mahana, and therefore you're going to be true like a Shai Mesachar, and you're going to be Chayv and Aved if something happens. Esri, Rav Nachman, Rav Huna. So Rav Nachman asks Rav Huna. Again, Rav Huna holds that we treat the Shulchani like the Shayot. Rav Nachman holds we treat the Shulchani as a Shai Mesachar. So Rav Nachman asks Rav Huna, Kasha from Halacha in Hilchas Me'ilah, Mafkid Moise Esel Shulchani. So we're talking about the Gizbar of Hekdesh. He took money that was Hekdesh, and he gave it to a Shulchani as a Pikadon. He did it B'shoigik. In Srurin, if the money was Srurin, it was tied up, so the Shulchan is not allowed to touch the money. If he takes the money and he spends it, the Gizbar is not considered a mile. Meaning, the Shulchan wasn't allowed to use it. If he used it, he did it on his own will. And as a result, there's no responsibility for the Gizbar. It's the Shulchani that's going to be chayv. In Mutarin, if the money was untied, Yishtamashpen, then the halacha is that he's allowed to use it. Lefichach, therefore, in Hoitzi, if he does use it, he spends it. Mala Gizbar, we say that the Gizbar is going to be chayv. So this is where our Mishnah, really the principle of the Mishnah in Perek HaMafkid, meets Mesaches Me'ilah. Very gishmak. The Mishnah said that if somebody gives somebody that's a Shulchani money as a pekadon, Tzrurin, lo Yishtamashpen. Whatever Tzrurin means, like Kimta Zid Gemar. Mutarin, if the mafkid was the gizbar and the money was hektish and he gave it to him b'shoigig, so tsrurin lo yishtamishpem, therefore im hoitzi, who is mayo? The shulchani was mayo. If it's mutarin yishtamishpem, therefore who is mayo? The gizbar is mayo. Now you're going to say the gizbar is mayo when the shulchani spent the money. How's that possible? The gizbar wasn't the mayo, it was the shulchani that was the mayo. Essentially, it's as if he made him a shliach, because it was understood that you can be able to use the money, there's an umdana, and therefore when he taka goes and uses the money, it's as if he's doing it as a shliach of the gizbar. Ah, ain't shliach dvar avera. That's ain't shliach dvar avera, 101. We know there's a few exceptions to the rule. Shnei ksuv ma'bon kechet, shloish ksuv ma'bon kechet, and one of them is the parasha me'ilah. But what's Rav Nachman's kashav? Amr, if you're going to tell me that afilu nensu, that the halach is that this Shulchani, where it was mutarin, is chayiv even ba'ointzim, because we treat him like a shayol. So my ear yahoitzi, why is it that the Braisa said that when the gizbar takes the mois hektish and he gives it to the shulchani, and the money was mutarin, where he's allowed to use it, and the shulchani goes and uses it, then the halach is that the gizbar was mayol. My ear yahoitzi, meaning, why do you need the shulchani to spend the money? Afilu lo yahoitzi nami. Even if the shulchani didn't spend the money, he should be considered a mayol. Why? Because as soon as he gave it to this person, he made him to a shayol. And we know that she'elo involves a maisa kinyan. When somebody becomes a shayol, essentially he's koined the item. That's why it's chayv anoitzim. Why is chayv anoitzim? He's a chayv for the maisa oinus, my havale lomeva. The reason he's chayv anoitzim is because on some level it's his. Like Ganev is chayv anoitzim because he has kinyan egnevo. The shoyol is chayv anoitzim because he has kinyan eshelo. It's his. And as soon as that kinyan happened, the maisa shelo, that in and of itself is a me'ilo. And really the background to this is me'ilo 101. How is somebody mayol by hektish? So either you have anah from hektish, or you might see something from the rishus of hektish. So as soon as the gizbar gave over this item to this person, so there was a shelo that took place. Shelo involves a kinyan. That in and of itself is a maisa me'ilo. So says Rav Nachman, it's a gishmak akasha bishloim, according to me, that I hold that a shulchani, when he gets mois mutarin, is a shoy mesachar. So there's no kinyan that took place. If there's no kinyan, there's no me'ilo. When would there be me'ilo im hoitzi? Okay, so that's something that's going to happen in the future. But if you're going to tell me that he's a shoyl, and that's why he's chayiv in oinsin, if he's a shoyl, then there was a maisa kinyan right now, then afilu lo yoitzi, that loch should be that he's already a moyl. I'm a lazy, he told him it's true. Who had the navigap to lo yoitzi? Really, even if he didn't spend the money, that loch is that the gizba is going to be chayiv. So why did we say him hoitzi? In the ratio, we wanted to say hoitzi. What was the ratio? Where he gave him the money, the gizba gave the money to the shulchani, and it was tsurin. Over there, that loch is the gizba is never considered a moyl. Afilu im hoitzi. So there we wanted to say the word hoitzi l'rabbis to teach me the chiddush, lashmina, that even if he was moitzi, still he's not going to be considered a mile. So we use the word Moitzi in the Reisha, poetic symmetry, we use it in the Sefer, but Enochinami, if you wanted to say the biggest Chiddush, the word Hoitzi, it's not even the biggest Chiddush, it's an extra word, it's superfluous, you didn't need the word, because Afilu Loi Hoitzi, once you give him Mutarin, at that point, he's already considered a Moil by giving it to him, because that in and of itself is considered a Maisakinyan, and if you do a Maisakinyan, you're Moitzi, Hektish, Mirshos Hektish B'Shoigig, that in and of itself constitutes Milos. Just before we go weiter, just this, not a raid bite, but just before we go weiter, this Mishnah we just learned is a very, very big Chiddush. It's tucked away in Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. The place can make a big deal about this. And that is, ordinarily, we're trained to think that if somebody gives somebody a Pikadon, not let it use the Pikadon. Now, unless you're a Soicher, in which case you're renting it, you have certain Schusei Yishdamshes, or you're a Shoyal. There, you can certainly use it. Kol Hanah Shalai. But a Shoy Mechinam and a Shoy Mesacher, not let it use the Pekadim. If you do, you're Shalech Yad, Shoyol Shalei Bashos. A lot of serious sugyas that are all Se'ifei Katan in the world of Gzela. It's not something you're allowed to do. Stating that, in our Mishnah, we see that's not always the case. If somebody gives money to a Shulchani, and the money is not tied up with some Keshem Mishunna, the halacha is the Shulchani is allowed to use the money. Because it's implied and it's understood that this Shulchani needs money sometimes, and if you're giving me the money, unless you explicitly state that I can't use it by virtue of a Keshem Mishunna or something similar to that, then the halacha is I would be allowed to use the money. So if you give a pekadon to someone where it's clear that this somebody is someone that would benefit from this pekadon, unless you tell him to the contrary, the halacha is that this person will be allowed to use the pekadon. Now, you have to be careful how you apply this. One of the places that the place can talk about this, and this is a Ramah in Siman Reish Sadik Beis, and we have a read bite on this from the Letz Damachsa. And that is where if somebody gives someone a Sefer Torah to watch, or a Sefer, you give someone a Gemara, Bava Metzia Gemara, if you're not allowed to touch it, right? So once in 30 days, you have to open it, etc., etc. But ordinarily, it's not something you're allowed to do. Stating that, the Ramah says, if the Shomer Pekadon is a Talmud Chacham, he's allowed to use the Sefer. And the Shach and the Sma and all the noise of Kalim say, what's the Makar? Bava Metzia, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. What's the difference between giving a Sefer to a Talmud Chacham or giving money to a Shulchani? This is what he does. This is his Gesheft. He's Teirasa Yom Nasa. And as a result, Pasha, he was going to use it. And this is a Svara that you can apply to other areas of Shomer Pekadon. And again, ask your local rabbi. But at the same time, this is a very, very big Chiddush. That if somebody gives a Pekadon to somebody where it's his Inyan to use this Pekadon, whatever it is, you're allowed to use it. Unless there's a Keshem Mishunna, unless there's an Umnidi to the contrary. Now, in our Mishnah, it was only true if you gave it to the Shulchani. Not if you gave it to the Baal Bais. Maybe the Baal Bais is going to need it. But the Shulchani, you knew when you gave it to him that this is his Zach. Even Chenveni, that was a Machloikis. That's like somewhere that's in between. So again, you see already from the Mishnah that you have to be very careful with how you apply it. Because Shulchani, yeah, Baal Bais, no. Chenveni is a Machloikis from Meir Rabbi Yehuda. But either way, this is definitely a very interesting Yisoid that's tucked away here in this sugya. Zok the Mishnah. If somebody was sheleach yad in a pikadon, b'shamay says yiloke bechaser ubiyasa. This person is going to be punished with the greater of the loss or the profit. We'll see what that means in a second. Rabbi Sula says, Kishas Hitzah. You always pay Kishas Hitzah. We're going to see what that means. Rabbi Akiva says, Kishas HaTfiyah. You pay based on what it was worth at the time of the court case, the Tfiyah and Bezdin. And we're going to see what that means. Either way, so you have your three-way machloikas in our Mishnah. Bishamai, Beisilo, Rabbi Akiva. Incidentally, we had raid last week whether Rabbi Akiva was from Bishamai or Rabbi Akiva was from Beisilo. The Peldigarashi and Daflam Zayin of the day. So you have a three-way machloikis. Bishamai, Beisilo, Rabbi Akiva. Which, by the way, is not rare. You find that in other places as well. And the first Mishnah that comes to mind is the last Mishnah of Masechtas Gittin. When a person is allowed to divorce his wife. According to Bishamai, only Matzah Be'er V'Zdavar. Beisul says, Afilo Ketichet Tavshiloi. Rabbi Akiva in there, he says, Afilo Matzah Isha Yofahimena. But the bottom line is that, again, Bishamai, Beisul, Rabbi Akiva. I thought Rabbi Akiva's Marked Islay, like the Bishop Yosef says, a Marked Islay. Either it's from Bishamai, from Beisul. But either way, says the mission of Solon Shalech, Yabit Pekod. Bishamai says, Yiloka Bechasa Beyasa. Beisul says, Kishasa Itza. Rabbi Akiva says, Kishasa Tfiya. And from here until the end of the daf, really, the Mishnah, Mem Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to do a deep dive into understanding Pash Pashan in the Mishnah. But first, the case. So Rashi sets it up right in the beginning of the Sugya. The case at least Betchilas Asugi is, where there was a Shomer Pekadin. This Shomer Pekadin was Shaleach Yad Bepekadin. After he was Shaleach Yad Bepekadin, the Pekadin either went up or down in value. And then after that, the Pekadin was removed from this world, meaning he destroyed it. The question is, a Shomer is Chayiv when he's Shaleach Yad. He's essentially a Gazan. Does he pay now based on what the Pekadin was worth at the time that he received the Pekadin? Does he pay based on what the Pekadin was worth at the time that he was Shaleach Yad Bepekadin? Does he pay based on what the Pekadin was worth at the time that this Pekadin was Nevad Min Ha'olam? Maybe he pays based on what the Pekadin was worth B'Shas HaTfiyah at the time that there was Amad Bedin, at the time there was actual a court case. So again, Shomer Pekadin, he was Shaleach Yad, there was a fluctuation in the value of the Pekadin, then the Pekadin was Nevad Min Ha'olam, and then there was a court case. This person for sure is responsible to pay, he's a Shaleach Yad, but Pekadin, there's no Shaila. The question is he, what is he paying based off of? There's a bunch of zmanim that took place over here. That's the shayla. So, Pasha, when you read the Mishnah, Beishamai Yemi Beishamai says, Yiloke Bechasav Yasa. We give this person the worst deal. Meaning, if it went down in value from the time of the Shlichus Yad until when it was Nevad Min Ha'olam, that's the way Rashi explains the Lechatchilo, so then he's going to have to pay what it was worth at the time of the Shlichus Yad. If it went up in value, then he's going to have to pay based on what it was worth when it was Nevad Min Ha'olam. Beis Hillel says, Kishasaitza. It's always based on the Shasaitza. Now, what does Shasaitza mean? Kishasaitza Mirshus Bailam at the time of the Shlichus Yad, right? That's when it left the Rishus of the Bailam. Or does Kishasaitza mean Kishasaitza Min Ha'olam? The Gemara is going to talk about that. Rabbi Akiva says, "Kishas Hatfiyah, you pay based on what it was worth at the time that there was a court case." Zoktim, oh my Rabbi. Rabbi said, and really, Rabbi's memra is a preface to the Gemara's first understanding of what might be going on. The Mishnah, this Rabbi is fairly famous. It's one of the most well-known Gemaras in Masechtas Bava Kama and Perek Meruba. Hayman the Gazal Chavis and the Chamra the Michavri. If somebody steals a chavis of wine from his friend, he caught a shavi zuz. The time that he sold it, it was worth a zuz. Hashav shavi arba, and then it went up in value and it was worth four zuz. And tavroi shasio. In the event that this Gazal went and he broke this chavis and the Chamra, or he drank the wine, the shalom arba. The halach is that even though when he stole it, it was worth only a zuz. Now, if it's worth four at the time of the tavroi v'shasio, the halach is he pays based on what it was worth at that time. If he didn't break it, but rather broke on its own, then the halach is you don't pay based on what it was worth at the time that you were taver v'shasi, but you pay based on what it was worth at the time that you stole. My time, what's the reason? Kivon the isna hadra lamara. Meaning, why isn't it that if it's tavra v'shasi, the halach is mishalim dalid? Because being that if had he not been tavra v'shasi, if this chavisa the chamer would have been be'en, so what would he have done? He would have been able to return it. And once he returns it, at that point, he would have fulfilled any chiyav hashava. No, if that's the case, he shaita the kashasile, at that point that he drank it, or when he broke it, that's when he stole it. We know that Allah is called gazal mishalim kishasakzelo, and therefore that is considered the shasakzelo. And if that is considered the shasakzelo, he's going to be chayiv dal. If it broke by itself, mishalim zuzi pays his zuz. My time. What's the reason? Because he didn't do anything when it broke. It was it from mimela. Why are you being the chayiv him? He shaita the gazal. It's based on the fact that he stole it. No, he shaita at that time zuzu the shavia. It was worth the zuz, and being that it was worth the zuz at that time, Kol HaGazal Mesham Shasak Zayla says that you're going to pay a zuz. Again, what's the halach of Tavir V'Shas? If somebody stole the Chavisa the Cham, when he stole it was worth the zuz, then it went up in value. Now it's worth four zuzin. You now have to pay. What's the halach? Tavir V'Shas, if you went and you broke it, then you're going to pay dal. If it broke Mimela, then you're going to pay us. Now, if it didn't break, what's the halach? You just return it. We're talking where it broke. Or it, you drank it. So if it was Tavra V'Shasi, you paid Dalit. If it happened by itself, you pay Zos. What's the Cheshbon? The Cheshbon is Kol HaGazlonim Mishalmin Kishas HaGzela. Therefore, if it was Tavra V'Shasi, so the Maisa Tavra V'Shasi is considered a new Maisa Gzela. When you stole it, you were a Gazlin. But when you were Tavra V'Shasi, it's as if you stole it again. Why is it if you stole it again? Because man, you didn't Tavra V'Shasi it. It was ban. You were able to return it. Now that you were tabra v'shasio, you're not able to return it anymore. We view that as a new ma'isik zeila. And if that's a ma'isik zeila, kol gazal mishalim kishas hagzeila. Now there's the original zeila. There's the second zeila. But you know, come lebe the rabbi. I mean, you're going to be chayif kol gazal mishalim kishas hagzeila for that second zeila, and therefore you're going to be mishalim da. If it was it from a meila, there's only one shas hagzeila. What happened later happened on its own. What's the shas hagzeila when you stole it? When you stole it, it was worth a zuz, and it's for that reason all you're going to have to pay is a zuz. Now not for now. But when we learn Perek Meruba, and this is Dvarim Yuduin, Va'atikin, we mentioned the Machoikis Ksois and Sivas, why it is Tavra Vishasi Mishalom Dal, right? What's the Chiddush of Tavra Vishasi Mishalom Dal? The Chiddush is because we know in Agoin of Achar Aganim Mishalom Kefal, which the Ksois and the Nesivas both say doesn't just mean that Agoin of Achar Aganim is not Chayiv Kefal. In Agoin of Achar Aganim, Ganav, meaning, in order to be a Ganav, you have to steal from the base Bailam. But if you don't steal from the base Bailam, you're not considered a Ganav. So the Kash is a wise Tavra Vashasi Mishalom Dalit. You're going to Vachra Ganav. Meaning, once you stole it, you stole it. Snap, you be chayiv again. And it's you do it. The Machloik is Ksois and Sivis. Lama Dalit Gimel. The Ksois says that Tavra Vashasi Mishalom Dalit, not means din Ganav, but you Mishalom Dalit din Mazak. And a chanami, you can't be a goyin of achar ganav. But when you're a Tavra Vashasi, we treat you like a Mazak. Then a Siva says, no, we treat you like a Ganav. What do you mean? It's already stolen. You're going to Vachar Ganav. The Torah says, because as long as it's Be'en, you can be Mekayim of Beheshev. Now that you took away the ability for there to be a Beheshev, right? The Beheshev means it's still on some level Shayach to the owner. Being that there's no Beheshev anymore, that second Ma'isik Zeil. Now, this Gemara that we just learned, it screams the Nesivis, the Gdoyle Achroina, very much. How do you understand this Gemara in light of the Ktsois and Lama Dal Gimel? Right? The Gemara is Mamish Mefurish. Right? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Kivin the Isa Hodra Lamara Be'ena, Hahi Shaita the Kashosle, the Kotavale, Kogazomine, Vitran Kolagazon, Meshama Kashasle. But anyway, this is Rabbi's Halacha. Rabbi's Halacha is somebody stole, it was worth a Zuz, Tabra Vishasya, it's worth Dalit. Halacha is you don't pay the Zuz, you pay based on what it was worth at the time of the Tabra Vishasya. If it was it from a Mewa, then you're going to pay. And what's the rule in our Gemara? Our Gemara is Kol Agazon Meshalim Kshasak Zeila. So if it's in Memeila, there's only one Shasak Zeila. That's when it was worth a Zuz. If it was Tabra V'Shasi, now there's a second Shasak Zeila. At that point, it was worth that. What does it have to do with our Mishnah Tran? We learned in the Mishnah Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel says Kshas Haitza. So the Mishnah again was talking about what? Let's get the case clear. Where somebody was Shaleach Yabet Pekod, and then it went up and down in value, and then it was Tabra V'Shasi. It was destroyed. Right? It's gone. It's not here anymore. That is our Tabra V'Shasi. The question is, do you pay based on what it was worth when you were Shalech Yad? You pay based on what it was worth at the time that it was never Menoilim? Or by the way, maybe you pay based on what it was worth at the time that you got the Pekodin. Maybe you pay based on what it's worth at the Shas HaTfil. So we had a Machloikis in our Mishnah. Beis Hillel said, Kinshas HaYitzah. You always pay based on the Shas HaYitzah. Not Kinshas HaYitzah. What does Kinshas HaYitzah mean? Ilim Kinshas HaYitzah Menoilim. Does Kinshas HaYitzah mean Kinshas HaYitzah Menoilim? Meaning you always pay based on what it was worth when it was never Menoil. Ubemai, Ibechaser. Did Beis Hillel say that you pay Kinshas HaYitzah when it went down in value? Meaning, when you were Shaleich Yad, it was worth 4 zuz. And now with Shnas Leitzah, it's only worth 1 zuz. And we're saying that what's the halacha? You always pay Amar. Is there anyone in the world that holds that? That if at the time of the Shlichas Yad, it was worth 4 zuzim, and now the Shas HaYitzah is worth 1 zuz, the halacha is he going to pay 1 zuz? But not everyone knows the Mishnah. Kol HaGazlan, Mishalim Kishas HaGzeil. Everybody holds Kol HaGazlan, Mishalim Kishas HaGzeil. That's not debatable. And if that's the case, so why would the halacha be that if it was chosner, you would pay not kishas shlichos yad, but rather you would pay kishas leitzah. Ibi yosser. So maybe Basil's mask. If it goes down in value, you pay based on what it was worth when, at the time that you were shaleach. Yeah. What he means is that if it goes up in value, then you pay kishas leitzah. If that's the case, haynu beishamai. That's beishamai, right? What did beishamai say in the Mishnah? Beishamai said you lucky bechasu beyosser. We spoke out what Rashi said. What does it mean? You lucky bechasu beyosser. You pay the greater of what it was worth at the time of the shlichus yad, or you pay what it was worth kishas leitzah min oilam. If that's what Beisul is saying, so Beisul is saying word for word verbatim shitas beishamai. That can't be. Ela pshita, says the Gemara. It has to be that what does kishas leitzah mean? It means kishas leitzah mi beis bayim. That what Beisul is telling beishamai, you're saying it's the greater of what it was worth at the time of the shlichus yad, or what it was worth at the time that it was never min oilam. I hold it's always kishas leitzah mi beis bayim. It's always what it was worth at the time that you stole it. At the time of the Shlichus Yad. And what would be the svar that it should always be what it was worth at the time of the Shlichus Yad? Because at the time of the Shlichus Yad is when you stole it, and kol hagazlanim mishalmin kishas hagzeila. And even though it went up in value, And even though you were moitzim in oilam, who cares? But the Gemara says, if that's the case, lema rabba da amma ke Beis Shammai, does that mean that rabba is going according to Beis Shammai? Because according to rabba, if it goes up in value, and then it's never min oilam, not min meila, you were moitzim min oilam, it was tavr v'shasi, what's the halacha? The halacha is nimashalim dalit. If Beis Hillel says that you always pay kishas leitzom mi Beis Bailam, then they're going kineged rabba. B'mila macherim, if the machloikas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is that according to Beis Shammai, you're going to pay the greater of what it was worth at the time they were shaleich yad, or what it was worth at the time they were moitzim min oil. Whereas according to Beis Hillel, you're always going to pay what it was worth when you were shaleich yad. That means Beis Shammai is really saying rabba. That's Beis Shammai shita, and Beis Hillel is michaylik with rabba. Beis Shammai is saying, I know kol gazlan mishalim kishas akzela, but tavre v'shasim mishalim dalitz. If you were moitzim min oil, now you have to pay the greater amount. That is rabba's memra in perik meruben and perik amafket. And Beis Hillel is being chaylik. What's Beis Hillel saying? Beis Hillel is saying that you always pay kishas shlichus yad based on the din of kol hagazlonim mishalmin kishas hagzal. In other words, he doesn't hold of the halacha of tavre v'shasim. So says the Gemara, lema rabba to omer ke Beis Shammai. If tavre v'shasim is a machloikas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, then it can't be rabba paskin like Beis Shammai. Amalach rabba, so the Gemara says, rabba is going to tell you no. Be yaser kuli alma loy pligi. If it goes up in value, everyone agrees that you pay kishas hoy tsa min ha'olam. Because Rabbi says, everybody agrees with my halacha that what? That tavra v'shasya mishalim dal. So what's the machloikis? What's the machloikis? Ki pligi, the machloikis is b'chaser. If it went down in value, it went down in value from the time that you were shaleich yad until the time that you were tavr v'shasya. Beis Shammai sabri, Beis Shammai holds, shlichus yad ein etzricha chasar. That shlichus yad doesn't require chasar, a machlokes that we're familiar with. V'chi chasner, b'shusei didei chasner. If that's the case, the minute the shomer picked it up and he was shaleich yad, even though there was no tavr v'shasya, it wasn't ever min oilam, at that point he's a gasser. Because he was shaleich yad. Aye, there was no chasarin until it was nevan min oilam. Right, the chasarin part of the shlichus yad here is going to be when it's nevan min oilam, when the hitzah min oilam happens. So when he picked it up, he was already a shaleich yad. He's considered a gazan. Either was no chesaron, shlichus yad, ein tzricha chesaron. So at that point, there's already a shasak zela. Therefore, if it goes down in value, kol gazon mishal mikshasak zela, you're going to pay, you look, you're going to pay based on what it was worth at that time. Ubeisil sabri, beisil holds, shlichus yad, tzricha chesaron. If shlichus yad is tzricha chesaron, that means when you were shaleich yad, you weren't really a gazlan yet. Why weren't you a gazlan yet? Because although technically you picked up the guy zach, I'm an ass to steal it, but at the same time, there was no chisaron. Therefore, v'chi chaser, when it goes down in value, b'rishu say demare chaser. It happened still as a regular pekadin. If it happened as a regular pekadin, there's no shasak zela. What then is the shasak zela? It's when it's nevan min oilam, which is when it was tavr v'shasya. So therefore, even if it goes down in value, the halach is still going to be that you're going to pay the chaser. Meaning, according to Beis Shammai, there's two zmanim over here. This, when I picked it up, and then when it was never min oilam. When I picked it up, I'm a gazlan, I'm a shaleich yad, and when it's never min oilam, this tavr v'shasya, which is the second shasak zela. So says Beis Shammai, you're always going to get the worst. It's yilaka b'chamash shebehen. It's always going to be the worst of the two. Meaning, if it wasn't never min oilam, kol gazlan misham l'kashasak zela for when you were shaleich yad, and if it was never min oilam, and it went up in value, tavr v'shasya mishalim dalit. That's the halacha of rabba. But according to Beis Hillel, you don't have two zmanim. According to Beis Hillel, there's one zman. That zman is when it was never min oilam. I was shaleich yad an hour ago, shlichus yad tzricha chasaron. So until it was never min oilam, there was no shlichus yad. So all there is that time. So it doesn't matter if it went up, it went down. It's no shaychus. The meter started ticking the second it went down and the second it was destroyed. It all happened with Vasachas. That whole chasna didn't happen after the gzela. Kika chasna b'shusa demar chasna. And it's for that reason the halach is that you're going to, according to Beis Hillel, always be chayiv based on the shas hoitzah, not the shas hoitzah mirshus bailim. That would be not like rabba, but the shas hoitzah min ha'olam. But the Gemara says, I have one issue with this. Because basically what you're telling me then is that the shayla of shlichus yad, tzricha chasar, and eich tzricha chasar, which is one of the big sugyas in Perek HaMafkid, is really machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. And Beis Shammai holds shlichus yad is ein tzricha chasar, whereas Beis Hillel holds shlichus yad tzricha chasar. As Allah Adam HaRava, Rava said, shlichus yad ein tzricha chasar, whose shita is that? Beis Shammai. Leimer Rava, damakim Beis Shammai. So basically, where you just learned this Mishnah, Rava is Beis Shammai. We don't like that. El Hachamaya Skin, and the Gemara says you have to tweak the teretz a little bit. This is more of a tweak. The case was when this person was Shalech Yad in the Mishnah, really what he did was he didn't pick it up on Manas to take it. It wasn't really a Shlichus Yad, right? The word Shlichus Yad that's used in the Mishnah, a Shalech Yad B'Pekadin, is a little bit of a misnomer. But really, he picked it up to use it. What did he use it for? What we saw a few dafen ago. He wanted this Chavis, let's say, as a step stool to be able to get Goizolis. U'b'shoyl Shloim Yadas Kom. If again, the Machloikis, B'Sham Yisrael, in the Mishnah, is whether this person, who essentially is a Shoyl Shloim Yadas, right? He's not a Gazlin, because he never mind to keep it. He's not a Shalech Yad because he didn't have a mind to keep it. He just wanted to use it. I just want to use your thing. I was going to return it, right? Does that make you a Gazlan or not? And again, when we learned the sugi the first time, we said, Avad, it's Asr. No one's debating whether you're allowed to do it. Of course you're not allowed to do it. The question is, does that make you a Gazlan in Hilchas Gzela? Now you have Chiyu V'Yashava, you have the Din Kala Gazlan, Mishama G'shasa Gzela, you have the sugi Tav V'Shasya. That's the Shaila. B'Shamay Savi B'Shamay holds Shol Shlom Yadas, Gazlan Havo. That is Shol Shlom Yadas is a Gazlan. So when this person picked up this Chavis, so that person was a Shoyo Shlom Yidas. Shoyo Shlom Yidas is a Gazlan. If he's a Gazlan, so if it goes down in value, it went down in value in the Rishos of the Shomer, in the Rishos of the Gazlan. Therefore, you're going to have to pay what it was worth at the time that you took it. That a Shoyo Shlom Yidas is a Shoyo, meaning he's not a Gazlin. And if that's the case, v'chi chaser, if it goes down in value, b'shnu se demari chaser, it went down in the rishos of the owner, meaning he's not considered a Gazlin. When is he considered a Gazlin? When he's moitziyit min oilo. Okay, that's the shasak zelo. So how could you be mechayiv him for what happened when he moved it if at that point he wasn't a Gazlin? In Beis Shammai's world, when he moved it, he was a Gazlin. Kosho Yosh Lamidas is a Gazlin. So therefore, you have these two zmanim. I have the time that I moved it. I have the time that I destroyed it. So it's you're always going to get the chaser and the yasser. Meaning if it was worth more at the time that you moved the kol gazal neshamas shasak zelo, you'll be chayiv for what it was worth then. And if it went up in value, then it's tab of the shasim, mishalim dalid, you'll be chayiv for what it was worth at the time that you destroyed it. But according to Beis Hill, there's only one zman. Because when you moved it, you weren't a gazlin yet. When did you become a gazlin? When you destroyed it. Okay, so whatever it's worth then, that's what you chayiv. It was worth more than when I moved it. I wasn't have to do with anything. I wasn't a gazlin when I was just a regular day. Kiko chasim, it was b'shus and the mar chasim. So really, it's the same signon as the previous mahalach, but the machloikis here is not shlichus yad tzricha chasar and ain't tzricha chasar. We didn't like that. Why not? Because it came out that shlichus yad ain't tzricha chasar, which is rovas halachas. I'll leave it to Beis Shammai. The machloikis is something else. It's shosh lemidas. Have you guys? Have you guys? What's the gemara's kasha? It's the same exact kasha. Elo adamar rova. Rova said shosh lemidas lirabbanon gazlin havo. That is shosh lemidas is a gazlin. Whose sheet is that? It's Beis Shammai Shito. Leima Rava Toma ke Beis Shammai. Do you mean to tell me that Rava holds like Beis Shammai? It's the same exact problem. So the Gemara says, I have an issue. If holding Cheshvan, there were three Mahalchim that we had, so we'll recap it in a minute. But there were three ways to understand the Machloikis between Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and the Mishnah. The first Mahalch, what are they arguing about? Tavra V'Shasya. Mishalim Dalet, or you don't say Tavra V'Shasya, Mishalim Dalet. The second approach, the Machloikis was Shlichas Ad, Shlichas Ad, Eich Shlichas Ad. The third approach to Machloikis is Shoyl Shlom Yadas is a Gazlin or is not a Gazlin. The Gemara has a problem with all three, not because it doesn't work in the Mishnah. It does work in the Mishnah. We'll see soon. It's not so meduyik in the Mishnah, but it works. All three of these Mahalchim work in the Mishnah. The reason we have a problem is because Beis Hillel ends up being on the wrong side of the equation in all three of these cases. Because if the Machloikis is Tavra V'Shasya, it means that Beis Shammai holds a Tavra V'Shasya, Beis Hillel doesn't hold Tavra V'Shasya. Tavra V'Shasya, every Yeshiva Bachan knows Tavra V'Shasya. It can't be, it's Beis Shammai, not Beis Hillel. If the machloikis is shlichas at shlichas ain't shlichas, it comes out the base who holds that shlichas yad is shlichas sarin. Rava Paskin shlichas yad ain't shlichas sarin. Again, base holds on the wrong side. And if the machloikis is shol shlamidas havi gazlin havi gazlin, it comes out that base hill sheet is shol shlamidas loy havi gazlin and Rava Paskin shloy shlamidas rabban and gazlin havo. So because of a technical problem of how base hill is gonna end up opining in this Mishnah, all three of these Mahalchim don't work. So again, the Mishnah was very ambiguous, and really, we had an Eitzah, three Eitzahs, no less, had to understand the Machlokes B'Sham Beis Hillel. But there's like a halachic problem. We stubbed our toe here because it comes out Beis Hillel doesn't shtim in halacha, which means Rabba, Rabba, Rabba. They obviously had different understandings of how to learn Shitas Beis Hillel, because otherwise, Their groisa halach is the loy come before a mishnah on daf mem gimel. So that's the gemara. Elahacha, you have to say that pshat in the mishnah is different. And now is pshat in the mishnah different? The story is different. Hacha b'shvach shal zeilu kamiflake. You want to know what the machlokes here is? Machlokes is something else. Machlokes is not where it's fluctuated, went up and down in value. That's not what's going on over here. And by the way, it could be that this pekadin is still ba'olam. It's not the inyan. The inyan is not, it went up, it went down, there was a tabra of the shasya. That's not what's happening here. What's happening over here is there was shvach. That's what happened over here. There was some sort of appreciation that suddenly came about. So this shomer was shaleich yad. And after he was shaleich yad, all of a sudden this animal was mashpiach. So, for example, it was a rochel, it was a sheep, and now all of a sudden it has shearings, right? You're able to shear its wool. Or it gave birth to a baby. And the question is, how do you treat that? Beishamei, Sabri, Beishamei holds, shvach gizela dinigzalava. Beishamei holds that the shvach of gizela, anytime a person steals something, a regular hagozel eitzen, and now all of a sudden there's shvach, so the halach is that shvach belongs to the nigzal. Ubeisul sabri beisul holds shvach gizela de gazlan hava. That any time somebody steals something and then there's a shvach, that shvach belongs to the gazlan. And what's the makar to this machloikis? Ubeplug the dani tanoi. The tanya we learned in the braisa gozel is a rochel. If somebody steals a rochel gozazo and he sheared the rochel or viyaldo or the rochel gave birth, meshalim oiso veskizo isel vesvlode. He said to Rameh. Rameh says that you're a gazlan, you have to return the gzelos. You return the rochel that you stole, plus gizaisel, the shearings, plus what they sell, the child. Meaning you have to give everything back. Now Rameh is saying a chiddush. The reason Rameh is saying a chiddush is because we know shinu is kaina. So if somebody steals something and then there's a shinu, really you're allowed to keep it based on the principle of shinu kaina. But Rameh holds that although shinu kaina, shlo yehechayta niskar, we say that in this situation you're supposed to give everything back. Rabbi Yehuda says, gzeilo chayzer is beinah. No, the gzeilo, the thing itself that you stole, that you return. And the reason is because a rochel that gives birth or a rochel whose wool is sheared is not considered to have been nishtana. So there's no shinui on that. And as a result, that's something that you return. But as it relates to everything else, as it relates to all the shvach and all the profits and everything else, that's something that you're going to be able to keep for yourself. So what's the machlokes? Beis Shammai says that this person was shaleich yad. And after he was shaleich yad, all of a sudden it was an animal, the animal had a baby. So what do you do with that baby? Beis Shammai says, you look at the chasav yaser. You take it and you give it to the Bala Pekodin. Why? Because he was like Rameyer. That even though you're a Shelech, yeah, that makes you a Gazlin. And even though Shinui Kaina, but it doesn't matter. Shloye Chaitin Ischner, you have to give it away. Beis Hillel says, then no. Beis Hillel says, Kishat Saitsa. What does Kishat Saitsa mean? Well, there's only one thing it could mean, because over here it wasn't even Nevin Menoilam. It means you pay Kishasak Zela, you write the person a check, but Shinui Kaina. And because Shinui Kaina, so therefore the halach is that any Shvach, any chasav yasi, you're going to be allowed to keep. So what happened over here was not a fluctuated in value, and then it was never been oilam, and we're trying to figure out, do you make the payment based on what it was worth when you stole it, or do you make the payment based on what it was worth when it disappeared from the world? It's not what happened over here. It's still the oilam. It never even fluctuated in value. The chasav and the yasir of the Mishnah is the shvach. That's what the chasav and the yasir is. And the machloikis is, what do you do with the shvach? Beis Shammai says, you look at the chasav yasir. It's a punishment. You have to take the shvach, and you have to give it to the nigzal. In this case, you give it to the Bala Pekadin. Beis Hill says that you're allowed to keep the Shvach because at the end of the day, you have the Alach of Shinu Kain. Now, just to clarify one thing, and that is, so what's Chasav Yasser? Right, Chasav Yasser in the first three Pshatim in the Mishnah was fluctuations. So Chasav means when it goes down, Yasser means when it goes up. That's what Chasav and Yasser respectively mean. If Chasav Yasser means Shvach, so what's Chasav Yasser? If anything, it sounds like it's all Yasser. So what does Chasav Yasser mean? So Rashi says that Chasav Yasser means as follows. Chasav means if the thing is Chasav, it's physically Chasav from what it was when you got it. Meaning you took a Rochel to Uno, or you took a pregnant baby, a pregnant animal, and now all of a sudden it's not there anymore. It's Shvach, but we call it Chasav because it's not where it was. Or Yasa would mean when you took it, it wasn't pregnant yet, then it became a Muberes, and then afterwards there was the Shvach. But really, it's all Shvach. Chas is Shvach, Yasa is Shvach, it's all Shvach. Bottom line is, that's what the Gemara says, is the Machlokes. It has nothing to do with Tavir V'Shasya, it has nothing to do with Shichas Atzrich Chisarin, it has nothing to do with Shosh Lamidaz Gazlanava. This is totally in the Machlokes from Meir Rabbi Yudas. The Gemara says, Dekanami. This last Pshat is actually in the Doik House of Diktani, because it says in the Mishnah, Bishama Yoimrim, Yiloke Bechasr Ube Yasser Ube Sul Oimrim. What's the Shmamina? The Gemara just quoted the Mishnah. So what's the Shmamina? So Rashi says that if what was going on over here was fluctuation, then what the Mishnah would have said was the Lashon of Zoil and Yoiker. That's the Lashon usually used for fluctuation. What does it mean? Chaser and Yasser. Chaser and Yasser is more matim if what you're dealing with is Shach. So let's just make a quick chazar on this. I think it's G'day. And that is not an easy Pshat Tov Gemara. The Mishnah discussed someone that was Shaleich Yad B'Pikadim. And all of a sudden, there's some fluctuation of some sorts. Beishama yoimrim, yiloke bechaser ubeyaser, ubeisil loimrim, kishat soitza. What's the machloikis? So really, there were four mahalchen on what the machloikis could be. The first understanding of the Gemara was that the case is talking about where somebody was shalech yabit pekadin, then it fluctuated in value, meaning either went up or down in value, and then this person destroyed it from the world. And the machloikis between beishama and beisil is, when you pay now, how do you make payment? Beis Hillel says, Keshas Hoitza Min Olam. That's the payment that you're going to make. You're going to pay based on what it was worth at the time that, I'm sorry, you're going to pay based on what it was worth. Keshas Hoitza Min Beis Vayolam. You're going to pay based on what it was worth at the time you were Shalech, yeah? And Beis Shammai says it's going to be the greater of. The greater of what it was worth when you took it versus what it was worth when it left the world. Beis Hillel holds Kolagazol Mishama Keshas Hakzelus. You always pay Keshas Hakzelus. He pays Bailum. It's a Mishnah above a Kam. Everybody knows that. So you always pay Keshas Hakzelus. Beis Shammai says it's true Kolagazol Mishama Keshas Hakzelus. But if you later are Moitzia Minoilam Tavra Veshasia Mishalim Dalit, and therefore if it goes up in value, you're going to end up paying more. So according to Beis Shammai, you pay the greater of, because if it went down in value, so what's the Keshas Hakzelus? It's Nishasak Zelo is going to be the more chamer than Gishasak Zelo, which is the time that you might mean oil. If it goes up in value, so then the Shasak Zelo that you're going to pay is the Tabra Vashasya, the Gishasak Zelo, and you're going to pay the higher amount. According to Beis Hillel, there's no halach of Tabra Vashasya. It's always Kala Gazon Misham the Gishasak Zelo. The Gemara didn't like this. The Gemara was very uncomfortable with this because, in light of Rabbah's halacha of Tavir v'Shas and Mishalim Dalit, this is a very awkward psak of Beis Hillel, because it comes out that Rabbah's going, I'll leave it to Beis Shammai, now I'll leave it to Beis Hillel. So the Gemara had an issue with that. So the Gemara said, let's try another mahalach. Maybe the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is that, again, according to Beis Shammai, you always pay the greater of what it was worth at the time that you were Shalech Yad versus the time that you were Moitzim in Olam. According to Beis Hillel, you're always going to pay Kishas Hoitzah, not Kishas Hoitzah mi Beis Bailim, but Kishas Hoitzah min Olam. You're always going to pay what it was worth when it disappeared from the world. What's the cheshbin? The cheshbin is, says the Gemara, and there were really two mahalachim. The first mahalachim had to say this was that they're arguing whether shlichus yad tzricha chazar, shlichus yad ain't tzricha chazar. Beis Shammai holds shlichus yad ain't tzricha chazar. Being that shlichus yad ain't tzricha chazar, you have a shasa gzela and you have a shasa yitzam and oila. When you picked it up, you were shalech yad, that's the shasa gzela. When you destroyed it, that's the top of the shasa and the shalom dalad, that's the shasa yitzam and oila. You always pay the greater of the two. That's why Beis Shammai says you lock up a chasar v'yasa. Beis Hillel holds that in this case, you only have one shasa gzela. What's the shasa gzela? When you were shalech yad and it was destroyed. Ah, you were shalech yad earlier, but shlichus yad tzricha chasarin, there was no chasarin. So all you have is the shasa itself. So it's very obvious why they hold that shlichus yad is tzricha chasarin, thus you're going to pay kishasa itself. Why didn't the Gemara like this so much? The Gemara didn't like this so much because it comes out that based Shammai holds shlichus yad ain't tzricha chasarin. Beis Hillel holds shlichus yad rov apasin. Shlichus yad tzricha chasarin. Comes out, he's going to leave it the rov. So the Gemara says, let's try it a little differently. It's talking about when you weren't even shalech yad. You were just a shalech shalem yidas. And the machlokes is whether shalech shalem yidas is a gazlan or is not a gazlan. And again, it's the same signal. Beis Shammai holds you lucky the chasav yaser because this is the two zmanim. This is the time that I was shalech shalem yidas. That's shasak zela. And then this is when I destroy it. That's tav of the shasim mishalem dalit. So you're always going to pay the greater of. According to Beis Hillel, shalech shalem yidas is not a gazlan. If you're not a gazlan, so there's only one shasak zela. What is the shasak zela? When I was moitzim in oilam. So obviously that's what I'm going to pay. Again, the Gemara said, it comes out then that Beis Shammai holds shalech shalem yidas is a gazlan. Beis Hillel holds not. Rava holds shalech shalem yidas is a gazlan. So the Gemara said, because of these issues, mahalach number four, what was mahalach number four? And that is, the story is different. Its story is not Yeah, it fluctuated and then you destroyed it. That's not what's going on over here. But rather, the story over here is where you shalech yad, it didn't fluctuate, it was shvach. And could be it's still boiler. The question is, what do you do with the shvach? According to Beis Shama, you lock the chasav yasser, you have to give the shvach to the nixal. Even though a person that shalech yad b'kodin is a gazlin, and we know that a gazlin's kind of with shinoi, but at the same time, shitas rameir is that you always give the shinoi to the nigzal, just based on shloya hechayt and iskar. Thus, you lock up a chas v'yasa, you give the shvach over to the nigzal. You give it to the baal b'kodin. Beisul holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's shnita is that shinoi is kaina, and we don't give and impose this knas. It's for that reason he holds that it's kishas haitzah. What does it mean, kishas haitzah? At the time that you shleich, yeah, whatever the shas hakzeila is, that's irrelevant. Whatever the shas hakzeila is, that's what you're going to pay. You're going to write a check for whatever the value was for that. But as it relates to any shvach, that you're going to be able to keep based on the halacha of shinoi kain. But we're not finished the sugya. There's one last leg, a much lighter leg. But there is one last leg. That is with another sheet in the Mishnah. That was Shitas Rabbi Akiva. What did Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva said, Kishas HaTfiyah. You pay based on the Tfiyah. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Huda Mashmul. Rabbi Huda said in the name of Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Akiva. The Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. So what does Rabbi Akiva say? We don't know yet. But at least we know that the Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. Okay. But what exactly is Shitas Rabbi Akiva? We don't know yet. Amoid Rabbi Akiva, says the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva's Moid, B'makam Sheish Eidim. In the event that there were Eidim that witnessed. So what did the Eidim witness? The Eidim witnessed the fact that the Shomer stole, and they know how much it was worth at the time that he stole. There the halacha is that you're going to pay Kishas HaKzeil. So even though Rabbi Akiva said you pay Kishas HaTfiyah, you're always going to pay based on what it was worth at the time of the Tfiyah, but that's only if there were no Eidim. To the extent that there were Eidim, then it's different. So the Gemara says like this, my taimo, what's the reason for this? It's because what's the reason for the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, right? Look at Rashi. My time is Rabbi Akiva to Amar Kishas HaTfiyah, which is going to lend itself into why is it that Rabbi Akiva were suggesting would be Moed if they were Eidim. It's based on a pasuk. Rabbi Akiva's halacha is based on Xeris HaKasim. The Amakro, it says, this is in the parish of Asham Gezelos. Says Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara doesn't even speak it out, that it's the payment is always based on the Yoy Mashmasai. And the Yoy Mashmasai is the day that this person is found to be guilty. It's the day of the conviction. That's what Yoy Mashmasai is. So you pay based not on the Shasak Zela, but you pay based on the day of the conviction. Says Rabbi Akiva Chiddush, or says the Amayuroim. In Rabbi Kiva's world, the Chiddush. V'kivan de'iko Eidim, if there's Eidim, me'ahu shaitahu do chayv le'yashma. Then we look at the Yoyim HaShmasai, not based on the Shas HaTfiyah, but rather we look at the Yoyim HaShmasai based on one the Eidim saw. As soon as Eidim see something, in this sugya, we look at it as if it already happened. This person is already guilty, because the Eidim are going to come to Bezdin, it's going to be vetted out, and this person is going to end up being found guilty. If there's no Eidim, by the way, if there's no Eidim, so how do we know this person's guilty? So Rashi says, like, does Baldin, he'll be Moida. But the point is, if there's Eidim, so that's considered the Yoyim HaShmasai. If there's no Eidim, that's when it's not going to be considered the Yoyim HaShmasai. So again, what is Time with Rabbi Akiva? Time with Rabbi Akiva is based on Xeris HaKosav. There's Xeris HaKosav that says, Lasher hu lo yitinenu b'yoyim HaShmasai. That teaches us that you always pay based on what it's worth on the day of the Tfiyah, on the day of the Ashmasai. If there's Eidim, then we look at the Yom Ashmasai as being when there was Eidim. Amalei Rav Ishila, Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda is the one who said this, right? Rav Yehuda said two things. Rav Yehuda said, Allah Rabbi Akiva, and he said, Rabbi Akiva is Moed, B'makam Sheyesh Eidim. So Rav Ishila heard Rav Yehuda said, and he said, Rebbe, Ato Imer Kein, you hold this. Hochiam Rav Asi, I'm Rav Yoichanan. I'll tell you what I heard from Rav Asi, who said the name Rav Yoichanan, Cholokai Rabbi Akiva, Afilu B'makam Sheyesh Eidim. Rabbi Akiva is Cholok, even if they're Eidim, my time, and what's the reason? The Amakro, because the pasuk says, Lasher Ulo Yitnenu B'yayim Ashmasai, that you always pay based on what it's worth, B'yayim Ashmasai, U'beidinu U'dukam Achai V'lei Ashma. You don't say because it's Eidim, it's as if it's Yoyim HaShmasai. It's Bezdin that's the one that establishes the Yoyim HaShmasai. I'm the Reb Zeyu, the Reb Abba Bar Papa, Reb Zeyu, the Reb Abba Bar Papa, Ki Azaz La'asam, when you go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Akif at Sulma Ditzur, I want you to make a little bit of a hakafa for me. I want you to go to the Sulma Ditzur, this is like some faraway place, and Va'oyle Gabi to Reb Yaakov Bar Iti. You should go to Reb Yaakov Bar Iti. Reb Yaakov Bar Iti was a Talmud of Reb Yoichanan. He's actually featured in a Gemara that we talk about a lot, the Gemara in the Masechtas Yevamos, where the Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar was once saying over Torah that Rabbi Yochanan had said, but he wasn't saying it over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was very disappointed because he felt he was losing out on Sefsoys of Dovayz Bekevin. Everybody tried being Menachem Rabbi Yochanan, and nobody was able to be Menachem until Rabbi Yaakov Aridi came and he says, Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe, I want to ask you a question. He says, Yeshua ben Nun used to say over Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. You think everything he said, he would say, Kacha ma Moshe? Of course not. He would talk, and everyone knew it was Moshe, it was Medabim Mitoich Groino. So he says, everyone knows Rabbi Loza is your Talmud, and everyone knows that if Rabbi Loza says something, until proven otherwise, there's no question in the world that he's quoting you. And what did Rabbi Yochanan say? He turned to his other Talmidim and he says, how come you didn't know how to be Mephias me like Rabbi Yaakov Baridis? Rabbi Yaakov Baridis is one of the great Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. But either way, so Rabbi Zeira tells Rabbi Abba Bar Papa, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, I want you to make a kofis. I want you to go to Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, Uboyimine, and ask him, Ishmi alei the Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k Rabbi Akiva, or ein halacha k Rabbi Akiva. And some change the gear, said, not Ishmi alei li Rabbi Yochanan, Ishmi alei me Rabbi Yochanan. Ask him if he heard from his great Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan whether the halachas are Rabbi Akiva or not. Amalesi went in, and he told him, Hoch yom Rabbi Yochanan, I'll tell you what Rabbi Yochanan said, halacha k Rabbi Akiva, lo oilon. The halacha is always like Rabbi Akiva. My lo oilon. Amar Rav Ashi said, "Shaloi time. I don't think Hanimili Hechad like Edom." We just had a discussion. Do we pass on Rabbi Akiva only when there's no Edom, or even when there's Edom? Don't think it's only when there's no Edom. Avleich the Edom loy. Maybe there's no shittas Rabbi Akiva when there's Edom. No, even when there's Edom, still there's this halacha of Rabbi Akiva, which is that b'yom hashmasa you always pay based on the tefillah. V'inami another pshat and what lo'ila might mean da hadra leduchte the itbara that the halachas of Rabbi Akiva that if you returned it and then it broke, you're still going to be chayiv. Meaning, la'olam, that we always pass him like Rabbi Akiva, meaning what? La'fukim with Rabbi Shmuel. As opposed to Rabbi Shmuel, the amal loybin and das bailim, kamash malon the bin and das bailim. Right, we had a machalik for Rabbi Akiva only in the parak. Whether if someone is a gazlin, he's a shalech yad, and now you want to return it, you have to notify the bailim that you're returning it. Do you not have to notify the bailim that you're returning it? According to Rabbi Akiva, you have to notify the bailim that you're returning it. See, that's what he meant. Halach Rabbi Akiva la'olam, that you're always going to be achra, you're always going to be responsible. And don't say you returned it, because unless there's das bailim, yen Rabbi Akiva, you're going to be chayim. Rabba, Marabba said halach kibesel. The halach is not like Rabbi Akiva after all this, but rather the halach is like kibesel. But just to clarify one last point, and that is, so we had four different pshatim how to understand the machloikis between Bishan and Bishil. They arguing Tav of the Shasya, they arguing Shlich Zatzri Chasarin, they arguing Shoyo Shalom Midas, or they arguing the Machlik Sonei Rabbi Yehuda, how you deal with any time somebody steals and now the Shvach. Do you say Shina Koina or Shnelo Yehei Chaitan Eskar? And now all of a sudden, we have another sheet. We have a sheet that's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says you pay it based on the Shas Tfil. Lachur, you have to take Rabbi Akiva and you have to apply it to the whole previous Sugya to figure out where Rabbi Akiva would fit in. So, Al Zen Nemar. But let's just work with what the Rishonim do speak out, and that is the final pshat of the Gemara. Ella, right? What was the Ella? Ella. Hacha b'shvach shel gzeilu kamiflagin. The machlokes was where somebody was shalech yap b'kadin, and then there's shvach. The question is, what do you do with the shvach? Kol ha'gazlom mishalmin kishas ha'gzeilu. But shinu koina, so do I get to keep the shvach, or do I have to give everything back? According to Beis Shammai, you have to return the item, and you have to even return the shvach. I shinu koina, a mei shitim bavakam. Shlo yehi chayte niska. Beisul holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That holds what? Kol ha-gazlona meshalmin kishas ha-gzeilo. And being that kol ha-gazlona meshalmin kishas ha-gzeilo, since for that reason you get to keep the shvach. What do you have to pay? A check based on what, how much it was worth. How much it was worth when? At the time that you stole it. Enter Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, I hold like you Beisul, which makes sense. According to Tosfos Shita on Daf Lamed Zayin, it makes sense, right? He holds like Rabbi Akiva, and he holds like Beis Hillel, and he holds like Beis Hillel, that avada you get to keep the shvach. What are you going to have to pay? Only money. Money based on how much it was worth when Bishas HaGzeilah? So Rabbi Akiva, no. Based on what it was worth, Bishas HaTfiyah. And it's based on his Gzeiras HaKosov. Lasheru lo yitinenu b'yoy mashmosoy. It's based on what it was worth at the time you were invested. And that is Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Shitas Rabbi Akiva is that he holds like Beis Hillel, that all you're doing is writing a check, but whereas Beis Hillel says, you're writing the check based on what? Kishas Hoitza, Rabbi Akiva in the Kishas Hatfiyah, right? It's very geschmack, the Mishnah Lamaskana. Hashalech Yad Pekodin, and now all of a sudden, the Shvach, Beishama, Yoimrim, you look at the Chas of Yasa, you take everything and you hand it over to the Nigzel, everything. Beisil, Yoimrim Beisil says, no, you get to keep the Shvach. All you do is write a check based on what? Kishas Hoitza, what it was worth at the time that you stole it. Why? Because Kol HaGazlan HaMashal HaKishas HaGzela. Rabbi Akiva in the Kishas Hatfiyah, he's going in Beisil. Nad you lock the chas of Yasser, Avada the Shvach, you're gonna get the keep. Base Hill says, what are you paying? You're paying Kishas Hoitzah, Kala Kazan, Masham, Kishas Akzela. Rabbi Kiva has his Chiddush. You pay based on the Shas Tfiyah. Is it true? Eidim, not Eidim. That was a discussion in the Gemara. But Al-Kopanim, Basil, in the Mishnah reads that way. Basil and Rabbi Kiva are saying the same thing. They're the same shit. They're both Shitas Rabbi Yehuda and Agoy Zalaitzin. What's the machloik is, what is the Shas Akzela? Is the Shas Akzela the Shas Akzela, or is the Shas Akzela the Shas Tfiyah? By the way, the Rishonim say it's a big discussion over here. Pashas Rabbi Kiva has nothing to do with Perek HaMafkid, right? Pashas Rabbi Kiva is saying a Chiddush in Kol HaGazon and Mishalim Kishas Akzela, that it's a halacha, that it's not Kishas Akzela, it's Kiyoy Mashmasa. And what's the Makar? Right? The Makar is not Parshas Mishpatim, it's not the Parish of the Dal Shoimrim, it's the Parish of Hashem Gezela. That's the Sugi of Gezela. So Kapshuta Rabbi Akiva just has a Chiddush in the world of Gezela, in Kol HaGazon and Mishalim, and that's why it was thrown in right here, because it has implications in our Sugi of Ishalei Achyat Vipikot.